So I'm going to speak to you with the first reading that we heard from the book of Exodus, as you heard the water from the rock. And I was thinking about, I don't normally give titles to my sermons, but I thought if I was going to give a title today, it would be two titles. One is from a Tammy Wynette and George Zona song called After the Fire Is Gone. I don't know if you may know that song. Not many. Am I ever old? Okay, that's okay. Or maybe I'm just from Manitoba. I don't know what it is. And the other is from St. Clement of Alexandria, who lived in, I believe, the 3rd century. And he said, Jesus is our song. So those two things. Back to country music. When I was young, I really hated country music. My mother had an eight-track of Tammy Wynette that she would play over and over again to the point where I was about to go insane. And just did not want to listen to that stuff in general. Did not like the music. I don't know what it is about it. No interest at all. Too cool, probably. Just too cool to listen to it. And but the other day, you know how if you have Apple Music, you know how it produces songs for you to listen to. This is something you'd like to listen to. Something I've never heard of. This is something you'd like to listen to. It gives your name, your Greg Station, it says. It produces all this music. And I'm going, don't want to listen to that, don't want to listen to that, don't want to listen to that. I'm going, Tammy Wynette and George Jones. I want to listen to that. And I'm listening to it. I'm listening to this, and I'm going, that is awesome. That music is awesome. And I know there's these studies done that the older you get, the more you like country music, apparently. But it was awesome. It's kind of funny. And I also genuinely mean it. And I think what I've come to appreciate it, but maybe you appreciate this as you get older, and maybe return to your roots a little bit, is that this is the music of ordinary people. You know, this music of, you know, in this case, you know, coal miners. It's the music of truck drivers. It's the music of farmers. My own background, being a rural background, both my dad and my brother drove truck. And it's the music of daily life. And it's also the music of the difficulties of daily life. Well, George Jones and Tammy Wynette happened to be divorced while they were singing the duet together, which kind of emphasized that. But it is the music of the difficulties of daily life. And it's folk music, you know, built on the Scots-Irish, you know, who moved to the Appalachians, probably with some African-American influence in there. It's not pretentious. It's simple. But this is the key to take the ordinary frustrations, lamentations, and small joys of ordinary life, and to turn it into something beautiful and compelling, right? The reason I think of this is that a guy named Rebbe Naaman of Bratslav, not a country and western singer, was one of the great sages, Jewish sages of all time. And he comments on this particular passage. And he says, what's happening in this particular passage, the people of Israel are wandering through the wilderness, up against constant frustration, punctuated by miracles, right? So this is their life. Occasionally a miracle. You could say a fire, like a burning bush, or like the fire that led them by day, or you can think of many examples, which came upon occasion, but then were followed by long periods of emptiness. In fact, the word for desert is empty. It's like a nothingness. So their life is just, in a sense, kind of drudgery. So here they are at the well, a life with moments of clarity, moments of God's presence, with long periods of drudgery and pilgrimage, we might say, a word that's familiar to us, of pilgrimage. And Naaman Bratslav says that what happens at the well is, this is a little difficult to explain, I'll do my best, is the well is associated. Do you remember the song of Miriam at the Exodus. There's, you know, it's the Exodus, right? You know, Pharaoh is drowned in the water. You know, it's the great victory when all evil and slavery is defeated. And then Miriam, Moses' sister, sings this ecstatic song. So the tradition among Jewish scholars is that the well that the Jewish people found in the desert is called the Well of Miriam, and is not just water, it is also song. And if you look in the book of Numbers, you can see that there's a beautiful short song with the which the women of Israel sing to the well. It's quite remarkable. So Rabbi Naaman had this piece of advice. He said, if you're going through the desert of your life, it's difficult, it's empty, it's frustrating, do this. Find places of goodness in yourself. Maybe find places of memory where God has been present with you in the past, which were powerful. Your own burning bushes, your own exoduses. You're in the desert, so to speak. But take these, remember them, and string them together across the desert that you were in. Don't deny what you're going through. Don't quit lamenting, which is what the Israelites are doing, lamenting. But that combination of that this a memory of God's presence, sort of at the and combined with lamenting, sort of becomes like the Well of Miriam. It becomes a form of music. I have another album I'd like to refer to by a jazz flutist, there is such a thing, called Roland Kirk. He has a song called This Ain't Nothing But the Blues. That's kind of the blues, isn't it? It is a genuine expression of what's going on in the difficulties of your life, but it somehow becomes beautiful. So, and then Reb Naaman says, when you have done this, taken what is beautiful that you can remember, combine it with the actual reality of your life, it becomes a song that you can sing to God. Kind of like Leonard Cohen's Alleluia, which is a combination of really awful stuff, if you listen to it. But also, despite this fact, I sing Alleluia to you. He says, it becomes song because, as I said, the number one rule of prayer is don't lie to God. Right? Sing to God your true country and Western song. Sing to him what it's like to be in your life after the fire is gone, and you're just keeping on going until the next fire of God's presence appears. So we are still in our pilgrimage in this parish, a word we are tired of hearing, no doubt. But what the text would suggest to us, remember the times when God has been graciously present with us. You know, not just the difficult times, remember the times when God has been graciously present with us. Combine that with the times of difficulty. And that's music. Turn that into a song, and turn that song into a prayer. Lord, thank you. Thank you for being with us, guiding us, leading us, for giving us times of clarity and joy, and continuing with us through times of difficulty, Lord. May we continue to sing to you in joy through Jesus Christ in all these times. Amen.